This is a Collider.com audio interview.
How are you guys liking Puerto Rico?
Well, we just got here.
Really?
How are you liking Puerto Rico?
It's crazy. I got a little island fever right now. I'm ready to get home.
Where's home for you?
Teller.
Yeah, man. Just looking already at you, you know, you're filming this morning, you can just see that this is a super physical shoot.
Yeah, it is, man.
Can you talk about what you expected going in and what it really is?
I mean, you sign up for an action movie, you better come prepared to do action. But I had no idea that it was going to be this hot. And this is nothing compared to the jungle we shot in El Junque. Full gear, full, you know, primary weapons, secondary weapons, backpacks and boots, and you're running uphill, full speed, 75 yards. It's crazy. It's been intense.
Can you tell us a little about your character?
I play Pooch, one of the losers, man. Pooch is like, he's a family man. He has a wife back home who's expecting a child. So, you know, when this mission goes awry, his basic, you know, motivation is just get home. He wants to get home before his wife has this baby. And, you know, he's kind of the heart of the group, but the whole group is very witty, very cynical, very sarcastic in tone. So it's fun. It's fun.
We were told it's a really funny script.
It is, man.
Do you get a lot of jokes?
I do. Me and Jensen, Chris Evans' character, we get a lot of funny little one-liners. Yeah.
Is a lot of the movie the group together, or there?
Yeah, for the most part, like from the beginning to end, it's pretty much the losers are together. So there's a lot of scenes of us just together having our natural banter, which plays wonderfully. And it's been great shooting with these guys because we had so much time to train and just get a natural chemistry between us, you know what I mean? A camaraderie that I think reads true on camera.
What's going on in this shot we're seeing today?
We tried to take down this facility and we basically got caught. And this is the scene where we're basically getting lined up to get executed. And I get shot in both my legs. So, yeah, pretty intense.
Are you fighting? I see the guards say Kryon. Is that like a single villainous force? Or?
Yeah, they're like a military unit, highly trained operatives that are basically securing this facility that we're trying to take down.
Is that significance to the batting clubs?
Well, yeah, we usually most special forces and mercenaries, black ops, they wear like tactical gloves when they're going in on a mission. Yeah, so keep your hands protected.
Well, of course, I have to ask. This is based on a comic book. Yeah. Are you a comic book guy? And when you got the movie, did you immediately go out and get the series?
I did, and it's honestly one of the best comic book series to date. You know, of recent creation, because it just feels so real, man. And that's what's going to be great about this movie is that even though it's a comic book, it's not shot hyper realistic. It's actually shot very real, and we play down the natural cheese that would come with a comic book picture, and it's very real, man. It feels like you know like Bad Boys or Lethal Weapon in tone and feel, and the way Sylvan is shooting it, it's very, you know, first person shooter, you know, Gears of War, Call of Duty. So it's gonna be awesome.
Now, at the same time, I know that before everything got rolling, Jacques, who did the comic, did a poster where he drew all you guys in as the characters. Have you seen some of that stuff and interacted with those guys who did the comic originally at all? Or what's that been like?
All I've known of these guys is the pictures that they've, I mean, clearly a comic that they've written, but the pictures that they drew, that they had illustrated of us. Because in the original comic, Pooch is a little on the hefty side and a little older looking. So they gave him a little swag. The younger, better looking Pooch.
Is there anything from the graphic novel you were able to take from Pooch, from that character, that you used for yourself in this?
The wit. I mean, they wrote a very smart, witty graphic novel, and so I wanted to make sure it translated onto film.
And a little bit, I mean, Pooch is, like you said, he's kind of the straight man or the heart and soul of the team. I mean, is that part of what you've had to try to play up, is that you've got guys like Chris and you've got Jeffrey and all these guys who have comedy chops and serious acting chops? I mean, do you have to kind of lean back and play off them a little bit in that sense to be the straight man of the group?
Well, I'm not. Pooch is actually, I think it's in sequence and in the pantheon of the comedic roles in this film. I think it's Jensen and then it's Pooch. Jeffrey's role, Idris's role, Roke and Clay and Aisha, they are more they're more straight in delivery, more straight in tone, a little darker, and I think we lightened it up a lot.
Did you have to do a lot of training, military training for the Special Forces?
We did learn. We trained with Harry Humphreys, who's like world-renowned Special Forces guy. And, you know, we did the tactical training, which was great. Like, I love learning how to take apart a gun, put a gun together, learning how, you know, how to operate, how to take down a facility.
And, well, I was going to say, let's talk about being in Puerto Rico. And, I mean, what can you do for fun here? Or what do you guys do as a group, maybe Offset?
Offset, I mean, we go out. We have drinks. We go listen to music. We do the... a normal thing. I mean, but we've been working so many hours that it's like when you have your weekends on Monday and Tuesday, you really can't do anything. The city's kind of asleep on Monday and Tuesday. So, you know, we're here on Saturday, we're here today on Sunday. And so, you know, it's not much to do when we're off, but, you know, we get out.
You tried mofongo yet?
I haven't. I'm trying to eat right, man. You can't eat mofongo.
You gotta try it once. It's pretty good.
No, before I leave, I'm definitely gonna try it.
That you worked with the director before, around Stomp the Yard. So, I mean, what was it like to kind of come back and do a film a second time around and have that connection in terms of who's behind the camera?
Well, when we did Stomp the Yard, I said to him, we're going to do an action movie. This is the beginning. This is the birth of a relationship. And, you know, we're going to have a very long relationship. And this is just great. And it's exactly what I envisioned. I think both of us envisioned for our next movie together, and to be, you know, shooting bad guys and blowing up helicopters and running through the jungle. It's exactly what I wanted.
Speaking of action sequences, there seems to be obviously a fuckload of it in this movie.
Yeah,
What is, and I rarely ask this, but what is the most challenging action sequence?
There's been a few. I would say we took down a compound in the jungle, and you know, it's like us versus 50 guys. So it was like pulling in a Humvee, busting through gates and jumping out tactically, you know, running through this compound, taking guys out. So it was like, there was a lot of choreography. And so it was pretty, to be on time, right, and deliver your line, and make sure your weapon's firing. And it was like,
Something like that, how long does it take to shoot?
A week. Just on one scene.
Can you tell me a little about working with Zoe, because you're also doing Death at a Funeral with her?
Yeah, we did that. We did that literally right before we came here. That's like my sister. She's great. Love it. And, you know, we were completely the juxtaposition of this in Death at a Funeral. Like, Death at a Funeral is pure comedy. We're straight funny. And this, I guess it was a good setup for this movie for me mainly, because getting the comedy chops, you know, watching Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, Tracy Morgan, and dialing it down and bringing it to a realer aspect for this movie, it helped tremendously, and I think it helped Zoe as well.
Losers are a very tight knit. What was this relationship like?
We're like, me and Chris are like ebony and ivory. We're like, I swear, birth from the same person. And we're all tight. This is my second movie with Idris. You know, Jeffrey is great. Oscar's wonderful, and we like immediately became all tight. You know, and so the chemistry is just—it's palpable. You see it on screen. You feel it. It feels organic. And hopefully, this franchise continues, because I'd love to do another one with these guys.
Well, that's another thing. When you sign on for like a quote-unquote comic book movie, they're always thinking franchise. Is it weird for you to? Was it something that you were a little apprehensive signing on for like a multi-picture thing, or is it sort of like, well, they're only going to make more if there's, you know, a demand for it?
Well, this—I've always been apprehensive about doing comic books, period. I never wanted to be in the tights, and like, you know, it wasn't necessarily the road I wanted to take. But this has such a real feel to it. If you're going to do something that's, I think, you know, has such a quality filmatic sense to it, this is the one to do. And so I'd love to do 5. You know what I mean? I think these are wonderful. I think they're going to play great. And I hope, you know, I hope audiences enjoy it as much as I'm enjoying shooting it, you know?
Is it going to be, I know this is rated R, but do you think it's going to be one of those, like...
It's rated PG-13.
Oh, is it PG-13?
Yeah.
Oh.
PG-13.
So how...
Only get 2 fucks.
and do you get one of them?
Everyone, it's funny. Everyone has ad-libbed a fuck, and we're like, who's going to have the best one? Who's going to have the best one? Everyone has gotten it. We've even battled. I don't know. That was a pretty good fuck. I don't know. I think I had a good one the other day. It's pretty funny. And I just said fuck like 9 times in this interview. Amazing.
The unrated cut.
Yeah, that's keep that off.
Well, how does that work with showing the violence? Say, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're doing PG-13, or are you shooting some scenes that could go like a little bit further, or is it the way you're shooting it? It's definitely, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It's so weird to call that, because you know, you can shoot a baby in the face, but you can't say the F word. You know what I mean? Like, you can blast a dude away, and you can't like smoke a cigarette. You know? I don't know. It's just so the rules are very real. It's, I don't know. It just feels like I said. It just feels like we're
shipping. Yeah. Are you trying to say that the rating system is fucked?
Let's title that interview that. Let's title this interview that. Indeed.
This is your second time or third? How many times have you worked for Joel Silver?
This is my second time. Whiteout's coming out next week, and this.
Yeah, well, he at the junket, he was talking about you couldn't be at the junket for Whiteout because you were filming. You know this. What's he like as a producer? Have you had a lot of interaction with him?
I have indeed. He's great, man. I think we're gonna have a long-standing relationship. You know, there's few guys in town that has had the career he's had, and you know, he knows how to make these movies. These movies is what he does great, and to have to boss like that, you're in no greater hands in the game.
You mentioned being concerned about doing superhero films or comic book adapted films after Whiteout. Now this, was that a concern taking
Whiteout,
this film?
That was another thing. Whiteout, I didn't even know it was a graphic novel. I just read the script and was like, hey, this is great, and signed on, and they're like, this is a graphic novel. Great Rucka. I didn't. Had no idea. I'm not a huge graphic novel reader, so I didn't know. I definitely knew this was, and this one, like I said, felt both of them, even Whiteout. Whiteout's like a, you know, it's a real thriller, you know. So it just happened to be illustrated in a book.
Have you sort of come around to a new appreciation for comics?
Absolutely.
Are you sort of going into comic book stores now with a little less apprehension or looking at stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because when you think comic book, especially, I was a little ignorant, because you only want to think it's like DC and Marvel and Spider-Man and Batman. But there's some great, great graphic novels that's been done in the last 5 to 10 years that, you know, that's why I think you're seeing more and more of them being made.
Have you watched Watchmen yet?
Yes, I have. I love the sex scene, the slow motion sex scene, and the like floating things. It's like, that's amazing.
It's a pretty fucking cool movie.
Yeah, it's a freaking sick movie. And Jeffrey was great. My favorite character in the movie, actually.
So it's weird going, you know, obviously there's been a couple years in between, but doing Whiteout, which is all in the snow and all in the cold, and then coming to Puerto Rico and doing The Losers. I mean, you think you're going to do a movie in space next or something like that? I mean, yeah. Switch up the extremes?
Space is the next venture. The next frontier for me has to be space.
And underwater.
And then we're doing. Then we're going under the sea. Yeah. And we're going under the sea.
Do you have a dream role? Something you've always wanted to play?
I really, in my perfect world, like at some point, want to play Martin Luther King and do the real version. Spielberg, I think, is working on that as we speak, and I would love to really sink my teeth into that, or to play Tupac. You know, I really want to do something of credibility and of note, but I love these fun movies as well. Kind of swim between both worlds.
I'm curious if we could go back to Death at a Funeral for a second.
Yeah.
I saw the British version. How does the How does your version compare? Did you see the?
It's just as smart. It's just as smart. It's just as witty. It's the same, borderline the same movie with what each of the cast members bring to make it their own. You know what Chris Rock does. You know what Martin Lawrence does. You know what Tracy Morgan does. He's amazing. Danny Glover's amazing. Luke Wilson's hilarious. Zoe's fantastic. James Marsden is, I think by far, James Marsden's gonna steal this movie. He is hilarious. And you know, so I think it's funnier. I think it might be funnier. And just because everyone was alive, everybody was. Every day we were improv and we were on our toes. They were throwing jabs. I mean, nonstop laughter every day.
That's also that's a huge cast. When you find out you're going to be in that thing, are you sort of, as you're preparing, are you thinking, man, I got to raise my game up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You go to set. A lot of my scenes are just with Martin, Chris, and Tracy. So you're going and I'm like, wow, I'm with comedic titans. I have to raise my game immediately. And you know, that challenge, not only I feel like I rose to the occasion there, but it prepared me so much coming into this movie.
Did you get them to break it all from anything you
said? Oh, yes, I did, man. It was great. You guys will see. Outtakes. They were great. Great.
That's good times.
Yeah, great times.
You're looking pretty good here for Columbus? Last questions for Columbus?
Are you already thinking about what you're doing next?
I am thinking about what I'm doing next, but I'm gonna rest after this. I've been going so hard for the last 9 months, so I think I'm gonna rest until the new year. Let Armored come out in December and kind of see what I'm gonna do after that.
That was my follow up, but I was gonna say, what was it like working on that?
Armored's amazing, man. That's most movie I'm most proud of today. Working with Lawrence Fishburne, Jean Reno, Matt Dillon, Skeet Ulrich, Amari, those guys, man, I mean, it was just fantastic. And it's my first lead role since Stomp the Yard. So to have a supporting cast like those guys is a dream come true.
That's a pretty big action film too. I mean, could you talk about how did that help you sort of for this? Or did it prepare you a little bit for The Losers?
It did. I mean, it's a simple piece with complex emotions in these characters. So it's not a lot of stuff blowing up all over the place, but there is action, but it's more of that like suspense, like, you know, action thriller, you know what I mean? So, it's a completely different tone. There's no laughter in that movie. We're not cracking any jokes. It's like, it's hardcore in the vein of Heat, in the vein of, that a la, that type of movie.
Well, your director on that, I think, is doing Predators.
Nimrod. Nimrod is a genius.
I was going to say, are you trying to pitch yourself? Or?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to do Predator. But Nimrod is fantastic, and he has a huge future ahead of him, like this guy. I think if I could work with the three guys in the game for the rest of my career, it would be Sylvain White, Nimrod Antal, and Len Wiseman. Those are my guys. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of comic book movies, he has...
Gears of War. Sylvain, yeah.
Have you been checking that out to pitch yourself for that one?
I've been just checking Losers out, man. I'm just in the moment, being present, getting this movie done. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Cool.
Enjoy Puerto Rico, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Seriously, thanks.
Yeah, man. Nice meeting you guys.
Thank